This week, the board that oversees New Mexico's medical marijuana program unanimously rejected rule changes proposed by the Department of Health. The board is calling for the department to work with them. Dr. William Johnson chairs the New Mexico Medical Cannabis Advisory Board, which is made up of doctors. He says many of the changes proposed by the Department of Health would hurt patient access to medical marijuana.
We hope that they recognize our statutory authority and begin to work collaboratively with us. If not, then there are other steps that we could take or that the patients and producers might take.
The DOH is proposing a series of changes, including increasing fees for licensed producers, cutting the amount of THC in cannabis extracts, and requiring patients to undergo background checks. The department says the changes are intended to address a supply shortage of medical marijuana. Earlier this summer, DOH was told that they needed to work more closely with the advisory board, but they didn't participate in Monday's discussions. The advisory board is still waiting for word on their recommendations to approve medical cannabis use for patients with dementia and Alzheimer's. That was filed back in April. They're now asking the Department of Health to respond to all of their recommendations within 90 days. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.